from two Medicare rights groups and you. See you on the radio this Tuesday, November 23rd from 3 to 5 p.m. for Ain't My Mama's Medicare. That's Tuesday, November 23rd from 3 to 5 p.m. for Ain't My Mama's Medicare, navigating red flags in a more complex and increasingly privatized Medicare system. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast.
The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time!
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
All right.
And what a special hour we have for you.
Yeah.
We liked it so much last week that we said, you know what, we're going to do it again.
Do it again.
We have two We Nation podcast sneak peeks.
Two.
Very exciting. Mr. Deep Positivity, discussing his latest release and all that's going on up in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, that's right. That's right.
And then we have Marjwan Kennedy and Ron Highsmith. Marjwan's the founder of the Kennedy Foundation for the Arts, and Ron Highsmith, the executive director of the Nick Cannon Foundation.
You mean the Nick Cannon?
Yes.
Ah.
So they have an exciting project that we're going to tell you all about.
And you know, we've been working with Marjwan for years. We met actually on stage. I guess we were performing.
That's right.
I forgot which event it was here in the
I think it was something
DC
from
area.
DC Mayor.
Yes, I think
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
And so and she is doing some amazing things, and we're going to can't wait to hear about their upcoming event that you can participate in. So don't go anywhere. We're going to let you know all about that. But let's get started with another local artist who has an incredible CD that just came out. He's a classical...
Yeah, classically trained musician.
Classically trained musician. Yes. And he goes by, what is it?
Conscience, the MC, and the Earth Band.
And this is the song, She Can Do, He Can Do. You're listening to WPFW.
Designing construction is a dream, but for women in that industry, they're too far in between. Because in these professions, you probably seeing a man that's wearing tool belts with other gadgets in hand. She never let it stop her, then started her own biz and built three homes in the neighborhood that she lives. See, a job is a job as long as it gets done. Because if he can, then she can. We're all number one.
She can do, he can do.
A great baker, he's studying different spices and learning different ways to bring the tummy delight.
Yes.
Loves baking cakes over grilling and cutting steaks, just cooking with his mom, measurements gotta make. He started baking cakes for everyone in the city, amazing decorations making them look pretty.
Wow.
Nowadays he owns bakeries all across the city. Listen, nothing is impossible in this life that we're living.
He can do, she can do, the things they do so well. He can do, she can do, so teach them to excel, excel, excel.
There's no job existing for one gender alone. That's too many lies heard, one too many lies told.
Yeah.
Just putting your mind to it and living your life bold. Teaching them to exhale and watch their dreams unfold. You uphold your worth and never listen to haters. Because if you can see it inside, you can create it. Be your best self and promise to keep rising. Knowing that you all can do it, just keep striving.
He can do, she can do, the things they do so well.
So
till Sally by the shoreline sat.
Nobody knew what he would do with all his puppets.
Nobody knew what she was looking at. Peter was a dreamer with his head up in the clouds. Wanted to build a pickled pepper palace, gonna make Sally proud. Piper perched upon love's prickly pulpit, pondering presumptions that he just can't keep. Seashell Sally sat silent by the seashore, swishing the sands of time from a small, soft feet. Sally was a dreamer, looking out to the sea, waiting for her pickled pepper prince to sing her a melody. Now, Peter Piper was perplexed by the proportions of the pedestal upon which he placed poor Sally. Sally Seashell saw castle sculptures silhouetted surreptitiously in the seashore sand dunes. Yeah! Constellation for Sally, so she'd know his love was never far.
One wish. If you would listen to me, that would be a gift. This is something every speaker would like. You hear me, right? Respect the mic. So I check the mic. My mic sounds nice.
Check eyes.
My mic sounds nice.
Check ears.
My mic sounds nice.
Check brain.
Are you ready? To be an active listener, you gotta use your eyes. For some, that might come as a surprise. Follow along with your eyes wherever the speaker goes. See photos, videos, graphic info they may show. Face and body language have so much to add. Are they excited, angry, happy, or sad? Visual aids give you a clue. So microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. When I'm on the microphone, all I have is one wish. If you would listen to me, that would be a gift. This is something every speaker would like. You hear me, right? Respect the mic. So I check the mic. My mic sounds nice.
Check eyes.
My mic sounds nice.
Check ears.
My mic sounds nice.
Check brain.
Are you ready? To be an active listener, you gotta use your ears. People been telling you that for years. You might need to come near me to hear me, whatever it takes to hear the speaker more clearly. You have some doubts to figure it out, you need to hear what I'm talking about. Open your ears and close your mouth, if everyone's talking I have to shout. Listening quietly is the thing to do, so microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. When I'm on the microphone, all I have is one wish. If you would listen to me, that would be a gift. This is something every speaker would like. You hear me, right? Respect the mic. So I check the mic. My mic sounds nice.
Check eyes.
My mic sounds nice.
Check ears.
My mic sounds nice.
Check brain.
Are you ready?
To be an active listener, you gotta use your brain, so you can understand what's strange until it's simple and plain. So you gotta concentrate, think about what the speaker said, in other words, contemplate. To do that, don't be a distraction. Keep your body still, no unnecessary actions. I'll do the same when I give the mic to you. So microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. When I'm on the microphone, all I have is one wish. If you would listen to me, that would be a gift. This is something every speaker would like. You hear me, right? Respect the mic. So I check the mic. My mic sounds nice.
Check eyes.
My mic sounds nice.
Check ears.
My mic sounds nice.
Check brain.
Are you ready? When I'm on the microphone, all I have is one wish. If you would listen to me, that would be a gift. This is something every speaker would like. You hear me, right? Respect the mic. So I check the mic. My mic sounds nice.
Check eyes.
My mic sounds nice.
Check ears.
My mic sounds nice.
Check brain.
Are you ready? Great job. We're awesome active listeners. Let's get our eyes ready. Let's get our ears ready. Let's get our brains ready. Do this one more time. My mic sounds nice.
Check eyes.
My mic sounds nice.
Check ears.
My mic sounds nice.
Check brain.
Are you ready?
You're listening to Weenie Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
1, 2, buckle your shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Come on. Buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle your shoes. You gotta buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle your shoes. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's do it again. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's do it again.
There was a little boy, he lost his shoe. He couldn't figure out just what to do. So he looked all around. He looked high, he looked low. He looked far, he looked close. But no shoe, boo. Maybe next time he'll remember.
1, 2, buckle your shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. You gotta buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle your shoes. You gotta buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle your shoes.
So now the little boy buckles his shoes. He shuts the door and he's off to school. And he walks all around. He walks days, he walks nights. He walks left, he walks right. 'Cause his shoes are on tight. And he always remembers.
1, 2, buckle your shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Come on. Buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle your shoes. You gotta buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle and buckle your shoes. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's do it again. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's do it again.
Dance. Every time you dance, I dance. Every time you dance, I dance too. I dance, dance, dance. Every time you jump, I jump. Every Every time you jump, I jump. Every time you jump, I jump too. I jump, jump, jump. We're gonna jump so high in the sky. Our feet touch down just in time. You know you love to jump, so do I. Oh my, my, we're flying high. Every time you march, I march. Every time you march, I march. Every time you march, I march too. I march, march, march. Every time you skip, I skip. Every time you skip, I skip. Every time you skip, I skip too. I skip, skip, skip. We're gonna skip so high in the sky. I'll be touched down just in time. You know you love to skip, so do I. Oh my, my, we're flying high. Every time you dance, I dance. Every time you dance, I dance. Every time you dance, I dance too. I dance, dance, dance. I dance, dance, dance. I dance, dance, dance. I dance, dance, dance. I dance, dance, dance.
Miss Nikki, what's wrong? Why do you look so sad?
Because I ate so much food. Now I feel like a big fat turkey. I'm a big fat turkey.
I'm a big fat turkey.
With a big old, big old belly.
With a big old, big old belly.
And when I get hungry.
And when I get hungry.
My belly gets angry.
My belly gets angry.
So then I gobble.
Swinging from tree to tree.
Bombadilla, I-O.
looking at me.
Bombay, I am. It's a monkey.
Let's jump and play like monkeys. Jump, jump. Now play.
Bombay, I am. Bombay, I am. Bombay, I am.
This is WPFW 89.3 FM here in the nation's capital. You're listening to We Nation Radio with Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita. And that was Aya with African Savannah.
Beautiful. Love that. And I like how they took the original song and nursery rhyme and made it their own.
And I love, you could feel the elephant pounding. And I was thinking, like, what drum are they using for that?
Yeah,
that's so cool.
It was great. And then prior to that, we had Miss Nikki with Big Fat Turkey.
Before that, we had Miss Janice with Dance.
Dance. And then we had that mixed in with Buckle My Shoe by Lady Lux.
And before that, we had Mike Check with Baba Bomani.
Right. And then we had KB Worley with the song Peter Piper's Pickled Palace.
It's time for We Nation Podcast Sneak Peek. Take it away, Uncle Devin.
I am so honored and grateful to have as a guest today the one and only James McBride, otherwise known as Mr. Deep Positivity. Welcome to We Nation Podcast.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So where are you based out of?
I'm based out of East Providence, Rhode Island. Been in Rhode Island my whole career.
And, you know, you got to tell everybody about your amazing story on how you even got started into children and family music.
Well, it's really been amazing. 20 years ago, I was reading a scripture in the Bible, and it said to take care of the fatherless, children, and the widows. And at that time, I was living with my grandmother because my grandfather had passed away. I didn't want her to be by herself. So I was doing half of that scripture already. But I said, you know, I grew up fatherless. I didn't have a dad, and I'm a very positive guy back then, still am. I was like, you know what? I'm going to volunteer and become a big brother, because that's what the program here in Rhode Island did at that time. They took care of fatherless boys with male mentors. So believe it or not, that launched my rap career. I go to interview with their former executive director, the late Val Sinise, and he said, James, what do? And I said, I make positive songs for kids. And so he totally caught me off guard. He's like, can you make a song for Big Brothers? And I was like, sure, because I totally believe in what they're doing, you know, giving these fatherless boys a mentor. So I went home and it came right out of my heart. I wrote it in less than an hour. And, you know, I knew it was meant to be. The first beat I put on matched the song perfectly. I gave it back to him, and that launched my rap career. He ended up asking me to go on tour with Big Brothers. And I did a press conference with Congressman Kennedy and National Big Brothers. And I went on tour with Big Brothers of Rhode Island ever since. And he was actually the guy who gave me the name Mr. Positivity. He's like, your music is so positive. It's uplifting. And, you know, the most amazing thing was I became the ambassador of Big Brothers. And that same gentleman, he inspired over 200 of my positive songs because he really had a heart for the kids. And, you know, that was my prayer. I was like, I need some guidance. I need to know, you know, how to make this thing work. And I needed somebody to kind of, you know, give me the right wisdom to give to the kids. So I just reflected a lot of his wisdom, you know, on the songs that I wrote early on.
You have over 8 CDs, but you have a new one that you just recently released. Talk a little bit about that.
My new CD is called Deeply Positive, and I really wanted to make something for... I usually write for everybody, so you'll hear a lot of kids' music on there, but I always sneak something in there for the adults because, you know, we got to teach them just like we got to teach the kids. And I want to make music that adults will like listening to, but the kids will love. So there's a lot of children's music that the adults, they won't play it because it kind of gets on their nerves. But if you play some hip hop that got a nice beat to it and it's got great messages, you know, they can jam to it and the kids. So my CDs have been wearing out CD players and eardrums for years. And I'm very thankful to have a gift of making anything into a song. Right. That was one of the things Val challenged me with. He had me write all kinds of songs, so he stretched my abilities to be able to translate anything into a song. So with this particular CD, you know, I got a song on there called Back to School. I do a lot of back to school celebrations. Mm-hmm. And so really want to get the kids, you know, focused, ready to learn and prepare to go back to school. Yeah. But I'm always teaching about, you know, positive behavior and about following your dreams. Those are like my two biggest, you know, things out of all the thousand songs, you know, getting the kids on track, doing the right thing and believing in themselves and being able to go after their dreams and be successful in life.
Now, if someone wants to get this or even learn more about your music, what's the best way for them to do that?
My website, 100%. Okay. So it's MrDeepPositivity.com. MrDeepPositivity.com. I'm Mr. DEEP Positivity. I'm Mr. DEEP Positivity. I'm Mr. DEEP Positivity. MDP. I'm telling you to stay in school and not to let dudes bully you. I say the truth about peer pressure so you don't ever play a fool. I'm stating you are somebody and gotta be choosing wise. Like saying no to drugs, cigarettes, and not to drink and drive. I try to get you thinking right about your health, wealth, and safety. I show you how you should be daily so your parents don't go crazy. You know it's plainly obvious all kids need my CDs. I teach them right from wrong and to succeed at all their dreams. I'm Mr. DEEP Positivity. I'm Mr. DEEP Positivity. Mr. DEEP Positivity. MDP. I'm Mr. Deep Positivity. Yeah.
There's something that we need from you. You've got to listen and do. Don't act bad or be sad and blue. You've got to listen and do.
Yeah. Listen to the wisdom that I'm giving to you. Gotta listen and do. Listen and do. Your ears are there to hear what you're listening to. You gotta listen and do. Listen and do. Get in trouble on the double cause you didn't go do. You gotta listen and do. Listen and do. Let your hearing got your staring. Be preparing to move. You gotta listen and do. Listen and do. Don't act like your ears are missing. Do what you told. You really gotta listen. You don't wanna be in trouble like the ones in prison. Be a good boy or girl. Let that be your mission. If the teacher says quiet, then hush your mouth. You gotta keep your voice down. Don't fuss or shout. When you're told what to do by a grown adult. Do it quick. Don't be slick. Don't be holding out. You control the road that you're gonna take. If you do what you're told, it will be going great. But if you choose not to listen, that's a big mistake. You need to pump your brakes so you listen straight. Draw wisdom, I speak, will keep you in line. And keep adults sane so they don't lose their mind. Just listen and do, and do it all the time. Cause when you do what you're told, it will all be fine.
There's something.
And teachers won't have to scold you if you listen and do the things that they told you. The words they say are to shape and mold you. Show you right from wrong to do what you're supposed to. You gotta listen like you're in the army. To your teachers, your leaders, your dad or mommy. Just do what they say and do it promptly. That means right away, just do it now, see. Cause when you listen, you show respect. And you won't get in trouble if you know what's best. You won't regret or be so upset. When you listen and do, it is so perfect. You won't waste time when you're in the class. And might even get rewards if you listen fast. So don't just act like you didn't hear. You need to listen and do what goes in your ears.
There's something that we need from you. You've got to listen and do.
You gotta listen and do.
Don't act bad or be sad and blue. You've got to listen and do.
You gotta do.
There's something that we need from you. You've got to listen and do.
You gotta listen and do.
Hi,
Hi, this is Kimberly Locke from American Idol, and you're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Awesome interview.
Oh, it really was. So much fun, and it's so inspiring.
And what a beautiful spirit.
Yeah, he really is. Know? He really is. And so you can reach him at, what do you say, MrDeepPositivity.com.
And that's MrDeepPositivity. And that was a mouthful. .com.
.com. And I always say he doesn't look like his voice either.
No, he's not. Like, if you close your eyes, you think it's like a 16-year-old kid.
But he looks
really
young.
Really positive and energetic. Love it.
Well, listen, let's get back to this next set of music. Keep this party going. You're going to open up with People in Your Neighborhood, Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra, and Wynton Marsalis.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Hello, Rosita. Hello.
Hello.
Look, look, look. Elmo's pretending to be a person in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow. Can I guess?
Yeah, guess, guess, guess.
Okay, well, let me see. You have an apron.
An apron? Yes, and a hat.
You have a hat and you have a bag.
Yes, a bag with cereal and lettuce and... What is that? A radish?
I think it's a radish. Lots of groceries you have there, yeah.
So, groceries? You know.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
I know who you are.
Yes, you do.
You're a nurse.
No, no, Rosita. No, no, no. Elmo is a grocer.
Oh, a grocer. Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Oh, the grocer sells the things you need, like cereal and cheese and meat. Whatever food you're looking for, you're sure to find it in Elmo's store. Because the grocer is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood.
Now a grocer is a person in your neighborhood.
A person that you need each day.
I'm going to make a delivery. Bye, bye.
We all know who he is, right?
What?
Yeah, who is he? Who is he? What do you think? It's a doctor. Mr. Johnson is a doctor, right?
Well, I'm not really a doctor, but I am a hypochondriac. Huh? Oh, the doctor works the whole day long to help you feel well and strong. But if by chance you're feeling sick, I'll try to make you feel well quick.
Because a doctor is a person in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. He's in your neighborhood. Yes, a doctor is a person in your neighborhood.
A person that you meet each day.
Oh, I feel almost sick.
Wait a minute, let me get there.
Oh, come on,
I'm so slow.
You know what? Ooh. You know, I do love meeting all the people in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think is even more magical, Rosita?
Yeah, tell me.
When all those people come together, like here tonight, and we make a community. Isn't that right? And we have a community of musicians right here. We have a jazz orchestra.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Ted. Count us in.
Jazz orchestra,
walking down the street, there are people that you meet each day.
Everybody's got a little bit inside. It's called a little patience. Everybody's got a little touch inside. It's called a little patience. If you wanna be somebody, touch somebody, have somebody to love. Everybody's got a little bit inside. It's called a little patience. You can look inside yourself and then you'll find a whole world with a little patience. Everybody's got a little bit inside.
It's called a little patience.
Everybody's got a little touch inside.
It's called a little patience.
If you wanna be somebody, touch somebody, have somebody to love. Everybody's got a little bit inside. It's called a little patience. You can look inside yourself and then you'll find a
if I have patience and you have patience, oh, and everybody's patient with smiling happy faces, oh, if I have patience and you have patience, and oh, then everybody's patience with smiley happy faces and no.
Deep in the woods, deep in the forest,
deep in the forest,
beautiful insects, all
there are insects everywhere.
But we have to talk about
butterflies. I truly, really love those butterflies. They seem to come to me when I'm walking by.
Something new inside.
What's going on inside of that cocoon?
I don't know. Where
come on and spread your wings and let nature sing.
Sunshine.
It's time to rise with something new inside.
Come alive, butterfly.
Come on and
you're
spread your wings and let nature sing.
Flight of the butterfly wings come to beautify nature when their soul ring. Flutter through the sunshine, kissing every flower just to say good morning. Flight of the butterfly wings come to beautify nature when their soul ring. Flutter through the sunshine, kissing every flower just to say good morning.
Butterflies, I truly, really love those butterflies. They seem to come to me when I'm walking by. I truly, really love those butterflies. Look at the butterflies. I truly, really love those butterflies. They seem to come to me when I'm walking by.
Butterflies.
This song is about butterflies.
don't see. He, you best believe me. Lo voy a lograr. Verá.
Sí, sí.
Mejor créeme.
Whether you're a dreamer, a seeker, go get up. Believe in yourself and always remember. That makes you weak, can also make you stronger. Never too young to be a positive thinker.
Tell me now, make them bully me and bring me to the level. No, me not in a dot, never in a dot.
Just pick up the box because I am smarter. Creative thinker, yes, I go get up.
So you said me not gonna make it, no, you're not gonna make it.
Hey.
All you know me, what's in a me?
So open your eyes and then you'll see.
You doubt me?
Hey. Really?
No.
Gentlemen, look at me, I'm living proof that you can do anything you put your mind to. But you have to remember that I'm you. I just took the highest number and multiplied two. I just believe what no one else would. And I did anything anyone else could. But the difference between them and I, that I had the heart and the will to try.
Lo voy a lograr. Verás.
Sí.
Sí. Mejor creer.
Just hold up. What you should do is find a grown up. If you hear
you mad, mad. Don't hit nobody and I won't tell your dad, dad. Don't hit your friends. That's all I gotta say. Just remember that and have a good day.
Oh, we don't hit our friends, no. We don't stop our friends, though. If you get mad, just count to 10. Calm down and you can play again. Don't hit your friends, it's not worth it. Cause if you do, you get suspended. If you get angry, just hold up. What you should do is find a grown up.
Hello, Zombie. Hey, friends. We're going to learn the names of some very important parts of our bodies. Okay, y'all. Are you ready?
This is WPFW 89.3 FM in Washington, D.C. You're listening to We Nation Radio with Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita. And that was Cassandra Pitone with, what is it, Devin?
Tet Epo Januzote.
Much better than I ever could.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
I love it,
in
though.
Creole.
Love Creole.
Oh, there. And then prior to that, we had Desmond Dennis with We Don't Hit Our Friends, and no, we don't.
Don't do that.
Yes.
And before that, we had Father Goose with my song, I Can Make It, featuring David Allen Rivera, Danny I, and etc.
And then we had our friend DJ Willie Wow with his excellent song called Butterflies, featuring Grouch the Sasquatch and Mona the Monarch. I hope I got that right.
Close enough. And we also had Snook Nook with Patience.
Yeah. And we had to play that right after People in Your Neighborhood from Jazz and the Lincoln Center Orchestra and Wynton Marsalis. And that's off of their 2021 CD, A Swinging Sesame Street Celebration. The whole album is just phenomenal, and it's got different songs on there, so the whole family will love it.
It's time for We Nation Podcast Sneak Peek. Let's go!
But right now, I have to bring forward to you two amazing people. First, I have to bring up Marjuan Kennedy, who is the director of Kennedy Foundations for the Arts. Welcome to We Nation Podcast.
Hi, Uncle Devin. Thank you so much for having me.
And also, I want to bring up the president and executive director of the Nick Cannon Foundation. That's right, the Nick Cannon Foundation. The one and only Ronald Highsmith. Let's welcome him to the We Nation Podcast.
Glad to be here.
Got to start with you, Marjuan. Talk a little bit about the Kennedy Foundation.
The Kennedy Foundation for the Arts is a nonprofit that I started in 2015, and we're a cultural arts based nonprofit based in DC, and we use storytelling to empower youth of color by providing them with community partnerships, community engagement, live performances, just giving them opportunities to see themselves reflected in story. So we're really excited about, you know, this upcoming event, also working with the Nick Cannon Foundation, because literacy is a huge part of what we do, just getting young people engaged in stories that accurately reflect them. So this is just one of our many programs that we have, and it's our first program, our first year of doing this program. We hope to continue the Imagine in Color Read Aloud program in the future.
Ron Hospice, talk to us a little bit about the Nick Cannon Foundation.
Absolutely. Nick Cannon Foundation was established many years ago, initially in 2008, and Nick got married, and when he married Mariah and had other priorities. And, you know, Nick has always had a passion for young people. You know, he started out working as a teen star with Nickelodeon, and he ultimately emerged as being the chairman or the youngest chairman of a television network at Nickelodeon. But the Nick Cannon Foundation has a primary focus, of course, on young people. We have four pillars, and of course, education is our priority, and that being career education, as well as childhood education, with a focus on second graders and reading efficiencies of second graders. So we really are truly excited about working with Kennedy Foundation, and you know, particularly this Read Aloud series, Imagine in Color, and I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that. But we're excited to be a part of that. And this is, you know, our first opportunity to partner with them. And we're looking forward to growing that partnership.
So now, Marjan, so when is Imagine in Color taking place, and how can people get involved with this?
So it runs from November 14th through the 25th. And we're doing two read alouds a week. So you'll get to experience all the Kalaloo kids books from a different storyteller. We're also featuring one completely in Spanish, so we'll be able to engage with Spanish speaking young people and families. It will be on our Facebook, live on Facebook at Kennedy Foundation Arts. It's free of charge. You can register at www.kennedyfoundationarts.com. You can learn more about the program. I'm sorry, not .com, .org. Thank you for that pop-up. That, you know, you just get used to saying .com.
There's magic in using manners. There's power in saying please. Using words like thank you will help you reach your dreams. Being polite to others will help them be on your side. That's how we keep on flying on this magic manners ride. When you say you're welcome, it's like flying through the air. It's a phrase that follows thank you and shows how much you care. When someone else is talking, excuse me would be nice. That's how we keep on flying on this magic manners ride. There's magic in using manners. There's power in saying please. Using words like thank you will help you reach your dreams. Being polite to others will help them be on your side. That's how we keep on flying on this magic manners ride. If you need permission, let mayhap be your star. When you've had enough, just say no thank you from your heart. Showing admiration, respect will be your guide. That's how we keep on flying on this magic battlefield. There's magic in using manners. There's power in saying please. Using words like thank you will help you reach your dreams. Being polite to others will help and be on your side. That's how we keep on flying on this magic banner's ride. On this magic banner's ride. On this magic banner's ride.
Hey, We Nation family. I hope you all really get a chance to check out that event. It sounds really exciting and yes. inspiring.
Yes, it really
on
does.
On so many levels.
And so in case you didn't get that email address yeah. or the website, it's CanadaFoundationArts.org. That's Canada with a Y at the end, FoundationArts.org. And there you can register for the Imagine in Color Read Aloud series. Two stories a week. You got to go check that out and go register today.
You can also find out more information on our site, WeNationRadio.com. For parents page, check out What's Shaking in We Nation, and we have some more information about that event.
Yes. And if you want to hear the entire interview, because you need to hear more about both what was she and Hi Smith. There I go. But what Ronnie, both of them are doing is amazing work, and we hope to bring you some more information from the Nick Cannon Foundation in the coming months. So.
Right. So you can go to WeNationRadio.com/podcast
Yes.
or any of your favorite podcast platforms.
And while you're there, make sure you listen to the full interview for Mr. Deep Positivity also. And check out all of our other podcasts. We got so much great information there just waiting for you. But listen, we got to make way for Donald Temple and Lovethology. You're going to love it, so don't you go anywhere. Well, listen, I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And as we always say, life is a drum.
So beat it!
Play them drums, man. You know I'm gonna see you next time.
And good evening. You're listening to WPFW in downtown Washington, D.C. Welcome to Lovethology.